I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The school year is just about out, but before the summer gets tied up with all kinds of activities and vacations, find a youngster and take him or her fishing. I'll tell you a little more about it coming up in a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
If those of us who enjoy fishing hope to have it with us for many years to come, then it's incumbent we pass those skills and the passion for angling on to the next generation. Mark Scott is the fisheries biologist for the West Virginia DNR out of the Beckley office and says mentoring youngsters is a very important role of sportsmen.
We've got to promote our sport and get the kids fishing. So, in today's society, there's so many people who are single parents and there's not a lot of opportunity. They're busy trying to do other things, and so we try to do, as sportsmen need to take the bull by the horns and get our friends and kids out fishing.
It doesn't take much to get a child involved. Mark says you can go just about anywhere.
Just about any small impoundment. And we've got 19 in just the 8 counties that I cover. They're all over the place. With the gas situation, you won't have to drive far to get on one of these and catch fish. And there's a lot of farmers have ponds. Just get out and do it.
Keep things simple, especially if the youngster is a newcomer. Remember, they need for this to be a good experience, and if they want to do something other than fish after you get there, so be it.
Big thing for any kind of kid thing is have fun. Take them, pretty much everybody I've started fishing, I take them bluegill fishing to a pond in the spring, or any time during summer really, it's good, and take some wax worms or something in a bobber, and they can watch that bobber, and they see if the bobber moving around, they're getting bites pretty consistently, so they enjoy that. As they graduate up, I've taken several older kids carp fishing. That's an opportunity to let somebody catch a big fish, and it's fairly consistent fishing. But again, the big thing is having fun. If they fish a while and they get tired of catching fish and they want to go throw rocks or whatever, let them do it. If it's not a fun experience, they won't want to come back. let them do what they want to do and have fun.
And for those times as they're having fun, you'll also find a lot of teachable moments.
You always point out birds or animals and different plants and catch bugs with them, helger mites and stuff. And there's all kinds of things you can do. It's not all just about catching fish. It's about having fun.
And keep the tackle simple, too. Start with a closed-face spinning reel and slowly let the kid progress into a more sophisticated rod and reel at their own pace. And keep the bait simple in the beginning, too.
Worms, mealworms, pieces of nightcrawler, anything like that's easy. You can get them at a lot of stores sell nightcrawlers and mealworms and waxworms. So.
And again, the most important thing is to have a good time so the child will want to come back. Take a kid fishing today and help ensure we have fishing for many more generations ahead. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.